This goes to Dr. Strom, Strom, like Mary. Fax 989-463-1713. Regarding James, middle initial B, like boy, Gager, G-A-G-E-R. Date of birth, January 26, 1954. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Gager with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, chronic atrial fibrillation, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. His last visit was November 10th of 2025. He is scheduled to have low lumbar spine surgery this Wednesday, May 13th, in Grand Rapids. He's had MRIs. Did not require injections, but he did fail conservative therapies otherwise and wanted to proceed with spinal surgery. He does have neuropathy in both feet, and he has a lot of difficulty walking due to the back problem he's having. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He has lost 48 pounds over the last 6 months, and he attributes that to his weekly Mounjaro of 12.5 milligram. Blood sugars are much more controlled, too, since he's been on that dose and that medication. He denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. He does have intermittent problems with constipation without blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He has chronic atrial fib, so permanent irregular rate, no dyspnea, cough, sputum production. Medications, I want to highlight metoprolol, 25 milligram daily. Hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram daily. He's also on low-dose aspirin, Zetia, Cymbalta. Metformin is 500 milligram once a day, Lipitor, fish oil. Physical exam, his weight is 243 pounds, pulse is 74, and blood pressure 120 over 70. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart, somewhat distant sounds. Heart is regular today, so that is paroxysmal atrial fibrillation rather than permanent. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, effusion. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 23rd, 2026. Creatinine 1.56 with estimated GFR 47. Calcium 9.1, electrolytes normal. Albumin 4.2, phosphorus 4.2. Intact parathyroid hormone is 40.3. Hemoglobin 12.9, normal white count. Platelets 145,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, history of coronary artery disease with paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Currently sounds as if he's in sinus rhythm. 3, type 2 diabetes with excellent weight loss and improved control of blood sugars. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.